It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. Football,
Wildcats.
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 Welcome to the Married with Picks podcast, season 3, episode 3, week 3. Whenever you're ready, dear. All right, so before we get started, remember to like us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube if you're watching. So last week, pretty good week, Steve. We were on the few misses, them damn Bengals. I don't think either of us realized how bad the Bears were. And the Bucs-Saints game, I still think we were on the right side. You just can't trust Jameis Winston. So week 3, I actually really like this schedule.
We had a big Monday night. Buffalo and Philly.
Yeah, we were right on both of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of wins.
My Titans got spanked.
I think week 1 was a little bit better because, I mean, at least for me, I was nailing everything.
And we learned the answer to my question. Kirk Cousins is still and always will be Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, well, it was what we thought. Like, they were just holding back week 1, didn't want to put a lot of blitzes on package. The packages that they were going to run on tape for Minnesota to study, and they came at it on Monday night to Philadelphia Eagles, that is, and they made Kirk Cousins look pretty bad. And Buffalo, wow, I mean, 40 points. Tennessee, they look pretty strong. 3 touchdowns from Stephon Diggs.
So this week, I really like the games. I'm just a little nervous because some of the lines feel a little bit off, and if you look at the splits on the money, they're very lopsided. So that's never good. But all right. So first game up is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Indianapolis Colts. So we have the 2-0 Chiefs taking on the 0-2 Colts. Colts obviously got shut out last week to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lost the week prior to the, or no, tied, right?
Tied.
Okay, so I'm wrong. They're not 0-2. They're 0-1-1. So tied the Houston Texans in week 1. So this game, to me, any way you look at it, I don't see how the Colts come out with a victory. The line opened at -2.5. It's up to -5. Still feels a little short to me, though. So it has me a little bit nervous. This is going to be the Colts' first home game. So I kind of just have this feeling that somehow, some way, the Colts do get the victory here. But if you look at it from like a pure football perspective, I don't see how that happens. Gus Bradley is the new defensive coordinator for the Colts, and there's been a lot of criticism of him as being very predictable. Apparently, Doug Peterson mentioned something to that effect in his conference after the game last week. And he runs a lot of cover 3, which sounds like a lot of teams kind of discovered last year that a cover 2 would be the way to kind of limit Patrick Mahomes. So if he's not going to change up his strategy, it could be a long game for them. Obviously, you have Jonathan Taylor, who's their best player. But if the game gets out of hand, then the run game is going to get phased out.
So is that Doug Peterson doing Frank Reich a solid, you know, kind of after the game, loudly pronouncing what the problem is? Kind of like after you're picking off the signs in baseball, then telling them the other team, you're picking off their signs?
I don't know.
You know, why would he allow them to, I don't know, I mean, maybe he's just not saying anything that nobody doesn't know, you know, it's pretty obvious, but I could see him tipping off Frank Reich saying, hey, you got to switch this up a little bit.
Why don't you just call him on the phone and be like, yo.
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
Right. Your take on the game.
I think this is where you got to start reading the schedule and you're starting to get, you know, we're into week 3, so you got 2 games already built up. So it's not too early to start seeing the, you know, like I like to talk about it. If you listen to the podcast, the ebbs and flows of the season, you know, as well as I do, Jacqueline, that not always the best team wins. And sometimes you're just catching them right. Indy has no wins. You know, on paper, this looks like an easy Kansas City win, but the line did start at 2.5 and jumped up to 5. It is the Colts' first home game, as you mentioned. And we know, typically speaking, the home team in the NFL wins. A lot of times. So I could see this being that ebb and flow type of game where Indianapolis really has given you no reason to think that they could beat Kansas City on paper. But as they're playing at home and giving up 5 points, I really like the 5 points that you're getting with Indy. Michael Pittman's back.
I know. Is there's he no, back?
Yeah, Michael Pittman's coming back for this game. There's no the most notable issue for the Colts or player that's going to be out is Shaquille Leonard, who's a staple on that defensive line.
Yeah, and I believe he would probably be responsible for covering Kelsey.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. That's going to be a problem as one of their best players. But I think with Pittman coming back, Matt Ryan is eventually going to find his connection with these receivers.
Is he,
or
is he
just done?
Like, is he this year's Ben Roethlisberger?
I believe Matt Ryan still has something left. But we'll see. I'm going to take the Colts here, getting the 5 points at home. I like it a lot, actually. Kansas City, just to mention, is 5-13 against the spread in the last 18 versus Indy.
But that's going back a ways, because I went back and looked to see, because I felt like the Colts and the Chiefs had played recently and they have not. Like, this version of the Colts has not played this version of the Kansas City.
It's great. I just give you the stats, babe. You do what you want with them.
Okay, well,
it is going back a lot. There's 18 games there and they're not in the same division. So you would think that that would probably be going back at least 25 years, maybe 30.
Okay.
So what impact does a 30-year-old game have? You know,
zero. But in my book.
You want the stats to back up the pick? I'll give you some stats.
You're on the Colts here.
If you like me, take Indy. If you like her, take Kansas City.
I got to take Kansas City because I don't see a way. No.
5 points.
It worries me. It worries me.
Did you know that line's going up to 6 by kickoff? I mean, we shouldn't even be talking about 5. Is 5 still the line?
It was when I printed this.
All right.
It was when, well, that's, I printed you mine, so.
Well, 5.5 already.
But
this thing's going to be 6, maybe approaching 7 by game time. If you get 7 points, jump all over Indy. I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. At home, at least the backdoor touchdown at the end to get them in there. Because you know that they're not going to give up. As long as Ryan stays in the game, he's going to want to keep working with his receivers until they get the timing. So they're not going to, like, even though, you know, he's getting a little older and you would look to rest him, hopefully they would keep him in the game and keep trying to plug and score all the way to the end and look for a backdoor touchdown to cover.
All right. So next game up is the Baltimore Ravens at the New England Patriots, open at -3. It's actually down to -2.5 in favor of the Ravens. So obviously the Ravens had a big high scoring game last week with Miami. Lamar Jackson did run in that game. Pats haven't really looked good. So this is another game that kind of worries me because I don't see how the New England Patriots keep up with the Baltimore Ravens. So the line feels like it should be higher. And obviously, if it's gone down, that means the money is on the Patriots. So this is another game that I feel like the Ravens are clearly the better team and should win. But I'm a little worried. And this one, I would feel a little bit better taking the Patriots.
What impact do you think the Ravens game last week will have on this week? Meaning,
well,
they coughed up a huge lead to Miami. Do you, as the Ravens players, you know, feel a little embarrassed and have a little bit of extra edge to get back on the field to vindicate yourself from the debacle that happened last week?
Put it all out there last week?
Well, I'm asking you, what impact do you think that is? Do you think that is what's going to happen? That's going to hurt the Ravens and they're going to spend time. Oh, that's the real Ravens, the last quarter of the game?
No, but I think maybe it's deflating.
Who's going to be the best player on the field when these two teams play, when the Ravens play against on offense?
Who's the best player?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd have to say Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, so isn't there something with Belichick?
Well, he was the one, I guess, initially, yeah.
Yeah, so he kind of knows how to defend him.
Yeah, but he's played. I think the last season that Brady played in New England, they kind of started out like 4-0, but they hadn't really played anybody good. And then they came up against the Ravens and they couldn't repeat that because they didn't have the offensive weapons. And I think that was kind of the beginning of the end for Brady in New England. So, I mean, you have to have the horses to do it. And I don't know if they do.
Yeah, that's a tough game for me. I mean, it's New England at home and they're getting points. It's tough to walk away from that, you know? But if the Ravens jump out to a 28-point lead against these guys, there's no coming back, you know? Tua, Hill, get some electricity down in with Waddle down in Miami. I can't see New England coming back. I mean, but they are coming home. Man, they're not getting anything out of who's the receiver from Miami that they just got? Parker. Devonta Parker hasn't done anything. I was really kind of big on him. I've always liked Devonta Parker and thought that New England would be able to feature him a little bit more than what they have so far this season. So I wonder if that's just going to be a bust, but I don't know. I really struggled to make a pick on this play. I'd say if you had to play it, you'd take New England.
Okay.
But I don't really like it. I mean, because I look at Baltimore, the way they got stung last week, and my personal opinion is it's going to work out better for them this week because they're going to have that chip on their shoulder that they gave up that lead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my pick would be the Ravens, but I just feel like this is a game that could go the other way.
All right, we're both unsure of this game, so let's just move on because we're wasting a lot of time on it.
All right, so next game up is the Houston Texans at the Chicago Bears. Opened at -3 in favor of Chicago. It's down to -2.5. So we watched the Bears game last week against Green Bay. It was not pretty. Quiz for you. How many passing attempts do you think that Justin Fields has made over the course of two games?
Total?
Total.
21.
28.
Oh, I guessed it really low because I figured it was low.
Okay. All right. But that's really low for two games.
It is.
So they just don't trust him throwing the ball, I guess.
That averages out to 14 per game, Jacqueline.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Right? Like Davis Mills.
You like the great math going on in
Davis
here?
Mills is throwing like 30 sometimes a game.
Do you know how I figured that out?
No.
28 divided by 2 is 14.
Being sarcastic. All right.
Sarcasm?
So I think Davis Mills has shown us that he is capable. So I actually feel pretty comfortable taking the Texans here. Never thought I'd say that.
Yeah, asking the Texans to go win on the road in a non-conference game? Tough. I'll take Chicago. Chicago's 4-1. Against the spread in the last five when playing as the favorite. Right now, they're still 2.5-point favorite. It is going down, as Jacqueline mentioned. It opened to 3, down to 2.5. That means the money's on Houston. We'll see what happens by game time. It is Friday night, but I like Chicago.
Okay.
I think it's a tractor pull. You know, you probably got a low-scoring game.
But so if that's the case, wouldn't you take the points?
No, I'm going to take the home guys because the line just moved inside a field goal. And I think Chicago wins by 3.
Okay. All right. We're on opposite sides of that one. So next game is the Las Vegas Raiders at the Tennessee Titans. So this is 2-0-2 teams. We talked about the Titans since week one, kind of being a different team this year without their deep threat receiver, some losses on the O-line and losses on defense. So they usually show up in the big games. And obviously last week they just couldn't get anything going versus the Bills. So I just don't think it's good for them. I think the Raiders are clearly the better team, even though they are 0-2. They were kind of on the wrong side of some of that. So my pick here is going to be the Raiders. And it opened at -1 in favor of Tennessee. It shifted to -2 in favor of the Raiders.
Vegas is 5-1 in the last 6 when they're traveling to Tennessee. And Tennessee is 1-4 in their last 5 against the spread. Those combined stats point me to the Raiders as well. I like them. Hopefully it stays under 3 by kickoff.
Okay, good. Got that one done quick. All right, so next game up is Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. So this is a division game. Both teams are 2-0. So this will be... for the lead of the division.
Both also 2-0 against the spread.
So the Bills obviously have been on a bit of a tear. Dolphins had that game last week. And I guess if you just kind of look at the score, you would think that it was a good performance by the Dolphins. But really, they went down big in that game early. At the end of the third quarter, the score was 35-14 in favor of Baltimore.
What a comeback.
So they scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. At least half of that came on busted coverages by the Ravens. So I don't know if maybe we're giving Miami a little too much credit. Now, the Bills did come out of last week's game with some injuries. They have already ruled out safety Micah Hyde, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, and cornerback Dane Jackson, who got hurt in that Titans game. And I didn't see that, but and then Jordan Poyer, their other safety, is questionable. So that would be a little worrisome to me. Overall,
did you mention Ed Oliver?
No,
I don't think so. Yeah, he's the other tackle who just was recently ruled out.
So since 2017,
all for Buffalo.
Huh?
Off Buffalo starting defensive guys.
Yeah. The Bills have pretty much dominated the matchup with the Dolphins. The Dolphins only have one win going back to 2017. So
I'm just clarifying. I'm trying to foreshadow a pick coming here someday, sometime tonight.
Well, this is a big game. This is probably like the best game of the week. So yeah,
absolutely. Take your time. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm done. I got through my whole little thing here.
That was great information. You stole what I had four players written down that were out.
So I think that maybe we're giving Miami a little too much credit for last week. Ooh. And the Bills have been on a tear. Ooh. So I'm going to go with the Bills, although some of the injuries do have me a little bit worried.
Their defense is out.
Well, I know, but...
They're going to travel down. What is this? This is a 1 o'clock game?
Yeah.
They're going to travel down to Miami from, I know it's summertime in Buffalo is not bad, but it still doesn't compare to that same time frame in Miami. It's going to be pretty hot. These guys are going to get pretty tired. Miami's 9-2 in their last 11 against the spread. Did you know that? 9-2?
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty strong. They're 7-0 straight up in their last seven at home. And they're 10-1 straight up. In their last 11 overall.
And I forgot. And
they're getting points. So.
And for everything that I said about this game, I forgot to mention the line. So it opened at -3.5 in favor of Buffalo. It's up to -5.5.
So does that make any sense? These guys are all going down and the line's going up.
Well, I would have
defensive players are going out.
Expected that based on what Miami did last week, that people would be on Miami. So it does surprise me, but it doesn't deter me. From taking Buffalo.
And he's like my two favorite teams starting out in the AFC. So
I feel like you have a little bit of indecision going on over there.
I like Miami for the reasons I just said. I like the way that they're playing. I like the fact that Buffalo's going to have to go down to Miami. I think Miami's going to cause some problems for Buffalo. Buffalo's got to lose something, right?
No, they don't have to.
They have to lose.
They don't have to.
Nobody's going undefeated in this NFL. I'm telling you that right now. 17 games too. They added an extra game. So now you got to go 17-0 instead of 16-0.
The Cardinals made it through 10 games last year undefeated. I think Josh Allen and the Bills can make it through three.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's not going to be many losses for Buffalo on the schedule. So you got to figure out where they're coming from. Well, does that make sense? Here. It's not necessarily it's week three. It's the fact that there's not many losses on the schedule and they're going to get some losses. So,
you know, I mean, I feel like Buffalo is like avenging what's happened to them the last couple of years, saying we're the best team in the NFL. We were on the wrong side of some calls in the playoffs the last couple of years and we're not going down.
Okay. I'm
going
to ask you a question.
So this is a big game in their mind.
What does Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, Micah Hyde and Dane Jackson have in common?
This is what worries.
They're all not going to play in this game.
I understand that. And that's what worries me more so than the tackles is the safeties because of what happened last week in the Ravens game. Yeah. Like they're going to have to pass off people in coverage. So if it's not your normal guys that know how to communicate with each other, that could be problematic. But
so I'm saying how deep really is Buffalo? I mean, their defense wasn't that great last year. I like Miami.
All right. So you like Miami. I like Buffalo.
Okay,
I won this one.
Oh, okay. I want 5.5. I want the full 6. Because you know it's going to be 6 by...
But does the 5.5 to 6 really matter?
5.5. I'll take 5.
Sorry, Buffalo.
It's paid me to do it. I mean, I like Buffalo. I've loved Buffalo the last 2 weeks.
All right.
But I like Miami. Miami is my Super Bowl pick. Miami and Philly.
Okay. All right. Next game. Detroit Lions at the Miami Vikings. Miami Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. is this a division game? No.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. It's the NFC Norris or the North Division.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So Green Bay and Chicago.
There. got my inner Chris Berman on.
Is that right? Green Bay and Chicago?
Yep, okay, absolutely. Right. Those are the other two of the NFC North division.
All right. So obviously the Lions got the win last week. They actually went up pretty big in that game and then kind of coughed it up and made it a close fight with Washington. Kirk Cousins, like I already said, we got our answer to the question. Kirk Cousins is and always will be Kirk Cousins. So he put up a pretty good stinker in prime time. Prime time. So I think these are kind of similar teams. They have competent offenses. Their defenses are not very good. Minnesota is favored by 6 points. So I got to take the points to go with the Lions.
Do you see an over-under?
I don't print the over-unders.
This has got
probably an over would be the pick here.
That's what I was going to say. This is going to be an over game, right? Why isn't it showing on this one? Right. Well, anyway.
You're probably going to scroll over.
I think, you know, this is where, listen, Detroit watching Hard Knocks, getting all excited, whatever. I'm not going to take them against Philly, even though they covered. They beat Washington last week. Now, I want to get excited. Probably this is when, you know, you jump all over Minnesota. But I feel after watching Minnesota, like, I watched the whole first Detroit game. I watched the whole second game of Minnesota. I feel like after watching those two teams, it's clear that Detroit is going to give them all they can handle. And getting 6 points just seems like, you know, you'd be stupid not to take the points, especially when mainly the reason why I say after watching this is Detroit blitzed Philly like almost every play. They blitzed a lot.
Yeah, well, if they blitz Cousins.
Well, you got to blitz Cousins to get them, right? So I think if they have that same type of pressure. Blitz Cousins
to get them uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I think they showed that they could get to the quarterback. The problem against Philly is that Jalen Hurts was just too quick to get around the rush. They're going to get home Kirk on Cousins.
Not that quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, I'll give you a couple stats, Jacqueline, that you know kind of back up Detroit, but they're 5-1 in their last six against the spread overall. And they're 7-1 in their last eight against the spread versus the NFC.
Yeah, well, a lot of their games last year, I mean, they were the, you know, couple point losses. Like, I think at least one of the games against the Vikings last year was like a field goal difference, so.
Yeah.
And they were in it till the end.
So who do you like?
I like the Lions.
Okay, we're in agreement there.
Okay, good.
Moving on, we got the Cincinnati Bengals traveling to the New York Jets. Joe Burrow and the gang. Who's gotten sacked, what, 30 times this year already? Try to get it together, taking her act over to the Meadowlands. They'll face Joe Flacco, right? He's starting this game?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Bengals, who have been haphazard with the football and haven't really looked like their selves from last year who went to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a tough game for the Jets, who just had that huge comeback last week, and they're coming home in front of their fans. So what do you think about this game?
Well, I obviously have lost the last 2 weeks on the Bengals. So I'm gonna go back to the well one more time, because in week one, they faced the Steelers. TJ Watt was probably responsible for a lot of the sacks in that game. Week two, you had Micah Parsons in the Cowboys game. So the Jets do not have that type of pass rush. So I'm not worried as much about that. The Bengals have had offensive line issues going back to last year. They were able to work around them last year. It didn't work out so well in the first two games of this year, but those teams have some pretty good pass rushers. So I'm going back to it. I'm going to take the Bengals, and if they lose this or they don't cover this, then I'm done with them. And the line is at -6.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm going to go against the alma mater, Joe Flacco at the University of Delaware.
He got his one win. That's about all he's doing.
How can they win two in a row? I don't know how they can do it. I mean, it'd be pretty tough.
Well, here's a question. If they do pull out the victory here, do you have a quarterback controversy in New York?
No.
No?
No, because the money and the pick is behind the Wilson. So when he comes back, he's going to play. I got a couple more stats for you. Cincinnati's 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 overall. Jets are 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games in September. So that's going to go back through 2 years. You see, you know, definitely Slayla was the coach last year as well. So I'm going to stick with the Bengals as well. I think they got this game by more than a touchdown.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same side of that one. All right. So next game is the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Washington. This line is at -6 in favor of Philadelphia. And this game just has me worried. Like, I'm not a big Eagles fan. I took the Eagles last week because I had a good feel on that game.
Smart.
Obviously, the Eagles looked pretty good in that game. Their defense played well. Like you mentioned earlier, they blitzed Cousins a lot. I think if they try that same approach, Washington's offensive line is not that good. So if they do that to Carson Wentz and they're able to get to him and get him rattled, get him holding on to the ball too long, get him making mistakes, it could be a long day for him. But it almost feels too easy. So my pick is going to be the Eagles, but I'm a little bit worried that somehow this goes the other way. I don't know that I think the Eagles should be 3-0.
Why shouldn't they be 3-0?
Because I don't think they're that good.
The roster's pretty strong.
I feel like they have to come back down to earth.
I feel like that's an attack on Jalen Hurts, who we all knew is the second coming to Joe Montana. I'm just kidding. Like last week was,
but
amazing.
that's what like he's, if they win this game, then that's what it's going to be like in the media in this area.
All right. You ready for this one? You ready for the shocker of the season so far? I'm going to go Washington and I'm going to tell you why. All right. Eagles, best game of Jalen Hurts' career. Okay. His life. I don't care. 8 touchdowns in high school doesn't equate to what he just did on Monday night in front of a national audience against the Minnesota Vikings. He looked great running the ball. He looked great throwing the ball. It's his best game ever. They played Monday night. Watch for the Monday night hangover here. Okay, I'm going to tell you another thing about the Minnesota Vikings. They sat back in zone coverage the entire game. Washington will not do that. Okay. Washington's going to go after Hurts, and they're going to probably, you know, do more of a, like a rush to contain. So he's going to have to sit back there, and we're going to see how good he's going to read the defenses, because it's not going to be as easy as what Minnesota presented on Monday night. And that's not, you know, trying to cast any stones at Minnesota that aren't called for, but they just sat back in zone and got demolished, and he picked them apart passing the ball, which is something we haven't seen yet. So to think that he's going to go and pick Washington apart down in Washington is going to be tough. And for my last point, this is a revenge game for Carson Wentz. Make no bones about it. Everybody can be PC as they want. Carson Wentz is not happy about what happened in Philadelphia. That was his team. He got the contract. He got the money. They shipped him out. He's not happy about that, and he wants to get revenge against Philadelphia, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles organization. This is going to be Carson Wentz's game. Getting 6 points, even if the Eagles win by 3, you still got a winner here in Washington. I'll take the points and the Commanders.
All right. Well, you just talked me off of the Eagles and onto the Commanders, because I was worried about this game. And what you just said makes sense, because the criticism of the Vikings defense in the first game, week 1, was that they just stayed in their base defense the entire game. They didn't change things up. So that's why Jalen Hurts looks so great. Because he could read the defense.
I mean, he delivered the ball, but it was, you know, as easy for him as it could be.
But the criticism last year from the Tampa Bay Bucs game was that he can't read defenses.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be much more difficult. All right. They're going to make it harder for him.
All right.
I'm not saying he's going to lose the game, but you're not going to see 26 for 31.
But what do you think?
You're not going to see an 80% completion percentage.
What do you think about Carson Wentz versus the Eagles defense?
Well, that's the big, you know... That's the big question mark. I think that he's going to show up. You know, you have to be concerned about him getting injured always. But, you know, we're only week 2, week 3 now. So I'm not really that concerned about it in this early game. He seems to be fairly healthy, or probably the most healthy he's been in a couple of years. So this is one for Carson.
All right. So we're on the same side there.
Eagles can't win every game.
All right. Thank you. All right. So next game.
Are you shocked?
Well, yes, a little bit, but it all kind of makes sense.
Talk to me Sunday morning. I'm sure my money will be on the Eagles because I'm that much of a homer. But Washington is the play here.
Okay. Good. All right. So next game up is the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. And I'll let you take the lead on this one because this is a game I want absolutely nothing to do with.
All right. So I'm trying to find, you know, we're talking about some stats here. I'm trying to find each week a game that I'm going to say buck the trend. It's where I find a stat that looks so unbelievable, lopsided in one way that it can't continue. And my pick's going to go against that trend. It's going to go against the stat that I provide. Okay. And this is going to be the buck the trend game. And it's going to be in favor of the Carolina Panthers. Here's the stat. Carolina is 0-9 against the spread in their last nine games overall. 0-9. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to do. Vegas is, you know, off by nine okay. games in a row. So I'm going to say on top of it, Carolina Panthers are 0-2. New Orleans is not that great. Jameis Winston has a bad ankle and a bad back. So he's going to be banged up and not feeling that great. So I think this is a chance, especially with Kamara banged up, may not even play. His ribs are bad. This is a great spot for the buck the trends of the stat that looks like it's in favor of one team.
And now the Saints are favored by 2.5.
Yep. On the road, might I add. So, you know, Carolina has lost two close games to start the season.
Oh, and
Baker Mayfield looks to get on track and get their first game. And I think this is it as they play at home against New Orleans.
Would it change your mind if Christian McCaffrey didn't play?
No.
Okay. Because he popped up on the injury report.
Yeah, no, this isn't really like a Christian McCaffrey. It actually might help them if Christian McCaffrey's out. I'm not really big on Christian McCaffrey for those of you for fantasy purposes. I mean, it's very rare that you get back to where you were. We talked about it before on the first podcast. It's very rare that you tear an ACL as a running back and get back to the form you were in. He was the best player in the league. He was the best running back for sure. Then he tore his ACL and he hasn't gotten back. So he did run for 100 yards against the Giants, scored a touchdown the first week, but again, I'm not trying to bash Christian McCaffrey, but the fact is that they have Christian McCaffrey. They have suitable backups that can run the ball.
Okay. All right. So your pick is the Saints?
Buck the trend. The gotcha. Panthers are 0-9 against the spread in their last nine overall. Right, we're going to go for them to reverse that stat and get their first win against the spread.
Okay. So you're willing to put your money on the Carolina Panthers.
I am.
Okay, good. Good for you.
I like them. It's really a play against the Saints, and I think Carolina can play strong enough to win this game. Yeah, okay. They're going to win this game. Could be by a point, could be by 2 points, but if they're getting 2.5, that's a cover, right? When we're just looking for winners, we're not looking for, we don't necessarily need to win by 30 okay. and go to bed at halftime, but good. We just want winners.
All right.
Right?
Right. All right, next game. Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. This is at -7 in favor of the Chargers. It's down from -10.5. So Jacksonville had the big shutout last week against the Colts. Traveling west, we have some question marks with Justin Herbert. Oh, he obviously got hurt towards the end of the Chiefs game. So
Herbert.
He's questionable. I assume he's going to play, but he won't be necessarily 100%. I mean, I think the Chargers are the better team. I think they probably win. I don't know if I'm comfortable taking it with him questionable. You have any thoughts on this?
Touchdown, too many points. I would take the Jaguars. If it slips under a touchdown, I'd go the other way.
Okay. Good. All right. Next game. Flip.
Pack attack.
All right. So this is the big matchup. Brady versus Rodgers.
Oh.
So in the two meetings since Brady became a Buck, he's won both of those. Last year they played in the regular season and the Bucks really dominated Rodgers in that game. They just got to him, got him uncomfortable. They won 38-10. And I think that seven of those points came in garbage time. And then they beat them during the playoffs as well, 31-26. Bucks have a good run defense, so that would kind of mean that Aaron Rodgers would have to connect with some of his receivers. Sammy Watkins is going to be out on that side. Obviously, Mike Evans is not going to be there because he's suspended. Chris Godwin has already been ruled out. Julio Jones is questionable as always. I think even like their other running other receivers are questionable as well. So they're definitely going to be missing some pieces, but I'm still going to lean in favor of the Bucks. The line went down from -3.5 in favor of the Bucks to -1. Your thoughts?
The Battle of the Bays, Green versus Tampa. You got to love it. Green Bay's 2-5 against the spread in their last 7. Tampa's 4-1 against the spread in their last 5. This would make Tampa 3-0. Tom Brady's going to will this team to a win. I think the line is coming down for the wrong reasons. I think Tampa's going to get the win here. Why is it coming down?
Because of the wide receivers?
Yeah. Doesn't look like they have much much health going on. I think Cage is going to be out, right?
I don't know.
He's, Evans is definitely out.
I think even like
Evans is suspended.
Perryman and whoever the other guy is, they're both questionable. I don't know what the.
And Scotty Miller's guy could be their number one.
No, I think he's out.
Yeah. So look for a big Leonard Fournette shout citing this game.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay does give up the yards on the ground. So if they can get Leonard Fournette running.
Yeah, I think
nothing else really matters.
Well, I think the Bucks defense too, because in that first matchup last year, that's how they really got.
Bucks defense has been pretty good.
Yeah, and they had some injuries towards the end of last season that kind of limited them, but yeah. I think they're.
All right, we're both in agreement, Tampa there.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next game. We got the Los Angeles Rams at 4:25 traveling to the Arizona Cardinals. Rams are 1-4 against the spread in the last 5. That's tough. What do you think about this game?
Well, since in the McVay Kingsbury era, McVay has pretty much dominated that. Last year when Arizona was on their run, they did beat them in October 37-20. When they met later in the season, they lost, and they lost again pretty handily. Now that was remember that playoff game? It was just brutal.
Yeah, Arizona was brutal.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Cards haven't looked great starting this season. Their defense is not very good. So I got to side with the Rams. The line is currently went up from -2 to -3.5. So I'm not a big fan of that hook, but.
Yeah, I don't like the hook either. I want to take Arizona because of the hook. I'm right there at 3. I think this is a Rams 3-point win. So at 3.5, I take Arizona. If it goes back down to 2.5, I would take the other side and take the Rams. I literally think this is going to be a 3-point game.
Or you could just buy it down to 3.
Or you could just take it a half. Why would you buy it down to 3 and hope for a push?
I put it in.
If I thought it was going to be a 3-point game.
Put it in.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it?
Next game, Atlanta Falcons at the Seattle Seahawks. Open at -4. In favor of Seattle, it's down to -1.
Walked away from that one. I thought you were going to give it to me.
I said last week that I think Seattle played their best game week 1 when they played Russell Wilson. Atlanta has kind of surprised me. I really thought they were going to be like a dumpster fire, but they're actually competitive. So this will be their second West Coast game, but apparently they did stay out on the West Coast, so they're not traveling back and forth. So I'm going to side on the Falcons here.
Oh, I like them too. Atlanta, I think Mariota, you know, has got to get them a win. They're 0-2. This is another like a Carolina play. They're 0-2, and they got to win a game sometime in Seattle. Seems like they're ripe for the taking. 4 points at least. I mean, hey, they might not win straight up, but it did get bet down to 1. So, it is really who's going to win this game. It's going to be tough to go into Seattle and win, but I like Atlanta. They're 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 versus Seattle. I like that trend to continue. I'll take the Falcons +1.
All right. We're on the same side there. Next game is the San Francisco 49ers at the Denver Broncos. Open at -2.5 in favor of Denver. It shifted to -1.5 in favor of San Fran. I assume a lot of that is Nathaniel Hackett, and some of it is Jimmy Garoppolo. So, and I have to say, like, it's terrible what happened to Trey Lance, but I feel so much better with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. And I really think that the San Francisco 49ers should just embrace Jimmy G and go with it. Because I really don't get, like, why they don't want him there. He's been there for, what, like 5 years? He's taken him to the Super Bowl. He's taken him to a conference championship. A lot of the other seasons, he was injured. Like, he's done a pretty good job. So I don't know why they wanted to ship him out.
I'll tell you why. Those fans are used to Joe Montana, Steve Young. They're looking for the next great quarterback.
Well, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about, like, Kyle Shanahan.
So, if the fans are looking for it,
like,
so
what are
is
you
Kyle
looking
Shanahan.
For? A ring.
And doesn't quite think honestly, get him that far because he took him to the NFC Championship and couldn't get him past.
Quite honestly, like, I like Kyle Shanahan as a coach, but Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator when the Atlanta Falcons coughed up the 28-3 lead against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And I'm pretty sure that one of those other playoff games with Jimmy Garoppolo was very similar at the end of the game, with Kyle Shanahan not being, like, wanting to be aggressive and ending up losing the game. So that's my rant there. The coach of the Broncos, they didn't make him look any better in week two than he did in week one.
But you were really happy when that happened, weren't you?
What?
When he coughed up that huge lead at halftime.
Well, maybe, but...
I know you were pulling for the Patriots, believe me.
Yeah, but... I mean, I think I like Kyle Shanahan as a coach, but I think he is a little, like, conservative at times, too. So, what's your take on this game?
I like Denver.
Really?
Yeah, I do like Denver. I don't really get why people are hating on Russell Wilson so much. I know he hasn't looked that great, but he's only going to get better as he has more time in this offense. And they're playing at home. I mean, I like Garoppolo. I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, like, I kind of
George Kittle is probably going
to
play this week.
Yeah, but the
against
problem,
Seattle?
Against Denver?
Wow, you got me. All right, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so like here's the problem, right? I'm a big George Kittle fan. George Kittle got injured last year, and he played through it, and he really wasn't the same player. He just did not produce the same amount of stats. You're looking for George Kittle, like, over 100 yards and at least a touchdown kind of stats from this guy. Once
I'm
he
not
got
talking about
up,
it like having him on my fantasy team. I'm talking about him being on the field for this week.
My point is that I don't know how much value he's going to be on the field because he's coming off this hammy injury, right? It's a hamstring. Regardless, he's coming off an injury just like last year. I'm worried that even though he's on the field, it's not going to really matter as much, which is why I'm discounting the fact that Kittle's going to play. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say, to cut to the point.
Jerry,
I like
Judy
Russell
is questionable for the Broncos.
But they have
so
Sutton,
who's,
right?
Who's Russell Wilson throwing to?
Sutton?
Yeah. And?
Who's the tight end there? The long name. Oh, what's it called? Yeah.
Albert O.
Yeah, that guy looks good. And then there's, I don't even know who the other mullet wearing tight end was that came out of nowhere on that Monday night, was getting all the action. So he's got two tight ends that he's comfortable throwing the ball to.
Okay.
San Fran on the road. I know
Is
it was
that a
wet.
Thing?
I know it was wet in.
But that was Trey Lance.
Yeah, it was Justin
That's
Fields.
That's not Jimmy G.
I like Denver.
And Jimmy G's got a little swagger to him last week when he was coming off the field and stuff. Like, he's like, yep, I'm back.
Do you like San
and
Fran?
And I'm not even worried about it.
Do you like San Fran?
I like San Fran a lot.
Denver's 4-1 in their last five versus San Fran at home. Did you know that? That tells me San Fran historically cannot play in the Mile High and the tough altitudes of Denver, Colorado. I'll take Denver. Let's run this one back. Let's bet on it.
All right. 1.5.
Russ, I got to believe Russell Wilson's going to blow up one of these times. I know he doesn't have the great receivers, but he's got
He also doesn't have a great head coach.
Yeah, but they're working through
it. Like a piece of hair starter. On my microphone.
All right, we got the last game. We're going to go to Monday night. The Dallas Cowboys travel back. We're going to go back, like the Jets game, to East Rutherford in the Meadowlands, where they're going to take on a division rival, the New York Giants. This line started at Cowboys -3, has flipped all the way to the Giants being favored by 1. What's your take on this game, Jack?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, this is another game I want
to lead in. And that was a great lead in.
I'm sorry, but
you
it's
got nothing.
It's a game I want nothing to do with.
Back to you, Steve.
I mean, you got Daniel Jones, you got Mika Parsons, like, and then you got Cooper Rush on the other side. And it's Monday night to top it off. Like,
all right, we talk about ebbs and flows of the season. Are the Giants going to go 3-0?
Brian Daboll.
The answer is not Brian Daboll. The answer is no.
Well, honestly, but this version of the Dallas Cowboys deserve to be 2-1 by the same token.
They'll both be 2-1. Things will be more aligned in the universe than, say, the New York Football Giants are 3-0.
Well, then everybody in your division will be 2-1.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen here. The Cowboys are 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 versus the G-Men. 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 on the road. All that equals, to me, is a Dallas Cowboys victory. It pains me to say it. I rarely pick them.
What is the line on this?
Minus, hop along, Cassidy. I'm going Dallas Cowboys.
-1 in favor of the Giants. I wouldn't touch it with a 20-foot pole.
Well, babe, let's be honest. This is Monday night. People really want to hear your opinion because majority of the time people
are going my opinion. On Monday night. That's so my opinion. Just stay off. Don't waste your money.
All right. Go Cowboys.
All right. So that'll do it for us for week 3. If you're watching, remember to like us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. I got issues with this microphone over here.
Super Bowl matchup. Philadelphia
really
Eagles.
Slacking on that exit music, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, then you got to keep talking so I can. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl right now? Do you have any thoughts?
Bills.
You like the Bills?
Yeah. They're going to be 17-0 going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll do it for us. Week 3. Peace out.
Dolphins versus the Eagles.
I got it.